And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Heck Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Divvy's This Is The Way.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Will do your duty. Consume, conform, for all else is mutiny. Never in the field of human greed have the few taken so much from those in need. All hail the living voice. He'll back your only dog.
Listening to the Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Divvy's track called This Is The Way. They are a new punk band from Portsmouth, or as I put down, Pompey New Punk. What is Divvy's Bandcamp page?
Divvy's.bandcamp.com.
It's as simple as that, and it's D-I-V-E-Z, they're spelling Divvy's. I know it's pronounced Divvy's because fortunately for us, unlike a lot of bands, they actually tell us how to pronounce it in the press release. Otherwise, I might have called them Dives. They are Divvy's, D-I-V-E-Z. And that's come via Dammit Records on the latest Damnations April release. We've only just got there in time, I realise. Paulie B and the internet, nil, Tony, one. I've got some additional material for you.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And after last week, when we had a major departure, it's all right, we've heard from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, it's spring here, weather's nice, looking forward to mini skirts and crop tops, although it does seem to bother the neighbours when I dress that way. Jeff. P.S. I'm spending Easter doing a reverse exorcism. I'm going to try to remove a priest from a small child. Now, can you think why I didn't read this one out last week yet?
Happy Easter!
Thank you, Jeff. Absolutely brilliant, as usual. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And thank you, Jeff. I really do mean it. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Precious McKenzie, but first, Southern Californian Punks. And I believe this song features in a new Jason Statham film.
Oh,
how about that?
Cool.
Infamous Stiffs, Tony. What's their website?
Infamousstiffs.com.
It is. Infamous, I-N-F-A-M-O-U-S, Stiffs, S-T-I-F-F-S, .com. Tony 2, Point of the Instant Neil. Stay tuned for Fresh McKenzie. This is Evil Devil Man.
Again, so let's begin. form. Love is chemicals, but you're flesh and bone, you're flesh and bone. Those 3 a.m. calls, I can't catch you whenever you fall. But my God, I'll try my cherry pie. My love is unconditional.
You're listening to Dead 60s Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Precious McKenzie, track called Soft Skin Screaming. Post-grunge industrial surf from Manchester, Tony, and they believe they are the only band of that genre ever.
Was the first one I heard of.
What is Precious McKenzie's Bandcamp page?
PreciousMcKenzie.bandcamp.com?
It is, and it's P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S, Precious. And then McKenzie is M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E .bandcamp.com. Tony, 3 points beat an instant nil. And you, of course, know who Precious McKenzie was, do you?
Nope.
He was a 1980s weightlifter, and he was about 4 foot high.
Oh, right. No. Never.
And I didn't know, but he was from New Zealand. I always thought he was English, but he was from New Zealand. And he was an incredible character. You'd see him walk up to the weights, and he didn't really need to lift him up very far for them to be above his head, you know, and he was great. I used to love him. My mate Shaky thought he was amazing. And there was a bloke in my house at university called Sid who was a more more petite fellow.
Mm.
And Shaky used to sometimes call him Precious McKenzie. Right, so anyway, Tony 3, probably be instant nil. Have you got any Facebook comments?
No.
A good job I'm here, isn't it? Right, so mention what people should be doing, not that anybody cares anymore.
Yeah, please, if you are on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch, reply to last week's show post, stick it in the Punky group, just get in touch.
It's as simple as that. Hmm. And let's face it, we know most of you can't be bothered, but we like hearing the jingle. So if you can leave a Facebook comment, we can play the jingle. Love but that. Anyway, in lieu of that, do you fancy quiz time for Tony?
Yeah.
Right.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, 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 quiz time.
So pleased with that. It's unbelievable. It just makes me happy when I hear it. Do you still walk around the house singing to yourself?
Sometimes. Yeah, because it's a bedtime for Tony normally, isn't it?
Yeah, bedtime
for Tony. Yeah,
well, me, it's always when I go in the kitchen. Fridge time for Paulie. Anyway, this week's quiz time for Tony. It's a quite straightforward one, really. All I want you to do, and don't rush them, you don't have to do them all at once. If you get one right, we'll talk about it. I do some quite bizarre Spotify playlists for myself, right?
Right.
And yesterday I did one that is made up of well-known songs that have been hits. They're well-known, you know, that don't have choruses. Yeah?
Ooh.
So what I'd like you to do is try and get 3 songs that don't have choruses but are well-known, successful songs. We'll just see how you do. Take a guess on one. Take a guess.
I'm sure there were some bloody obvious ones as well.
Well, if you'd like a clue,
yeah,
one of them we have recorded ourselves.
Living in the Past, whatever it was called?
It is Living in the Past by Jethro Tull. Now, a song that I never thought that we would cover. I never thought we'd cover Jethro Tull. But actually, Living in the Past is a great song. I do really, really like it. B, incredibly hard to do, as we discovered, because it's in 5-4 time. Mm. And C, It was one of the songs that John Lydon said influenced the Sex Pistols.
Wow.
Amazing. Right, do you want to go for another one?
You got any more clues?
Right, let's see if I can get a clue that won't make it so... Ah! Right then. Okay, here is another song that's been covered by you, but not me. And actually, it's not you as in Tony Hearn. It might be the Babies.
Oh. Ooh. Don't know. No, I'm not sure. I can't think of any, really. Go on.
Right. You like another clue?
Yeah.
It's a Clash song.
Oh, Complete Control.
Complete Control. Doesn't have a chorus. Absolutely brilliant song. I've seen several bands cover it, and you know, often when you hear a band do a song by someone like The Clash, it's hard for them to pull it off. But actually, I've seen some good versions of Complete Control, and maybe it's because people find it easy to handle because there's not a chorus to deal with as well. Who knows?
It does change a fair bit though, doesn't it? But you're right, there's no chorus.
It's a fantastic song, and it's a great story. You know the story, you know what it's about, do you?
I guess it's about the label wanting control, isn't it? Or something?
Well, yeah, you can get that very quickly. But the first verse talks about how they didn't want to bring out a song on their first album called Remote Control. And they said that they would not approve it being released. They didn't want anything to do with it. They didn't want it to be released. And the record label said, why don't you go on holiday to Amsterdam for the weekend? So they did, and while they were there, the record label put it out.
Oh, bloody hell, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and it wasn't on the original Clash album, but on the first Clash album, when it was finally released in the States after their second album, when they butchered it and changed tracks, you find on it the two tracks in a row are Remote Control and then Complete Control, because everyone's so stupid. Right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
And do you know what? I'm going to make this one easy-ish for you. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a Madness song.
Okay. Baggy Trousers?
No, think about it. They say Baggy Trousers.
Is it the Cairo song?
It is Night Boat to Cairo. Well done. Night Boat to Cairo, no chorus. It's just got two verses. And it's one of my favourite songs ever. Would you like to know some of the other well-known ones?
Yeah.
Of course you would. Well, Tony, I'm thinking All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, Pinball Wizard by The Who, Rapture by Blondie, Seven Nation Army, White Stripes. One I put down for myself here, Escape Pod, Stereo Lab, don't worry about that. Paranoid, Black Sabbath, Paranoid Android, Radiohead, White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane, and of course, Bohemian Rhapsody, Tony. Does not have a chorus. Anyway, that was this week's Quiz Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, Quiz Time.
So pleased with that.
Excellent.
I've put together quite a lot. There are a lot of good songs without actual choruses, but I'd say every single one of them has a reason not to have the chorus in some way, because what a chorus will do, as you know, if you like, the chorus will build tension. Sorry, the verse will build tension. Then the chorus sorts it out with a big, oh, thank goodness for that, doesn't it?
Mm.
But actually, songs without choruses, they just keep being fucking tense, mate. And that's how I like it. My life is tense.
Ah, cool.
You know, you think I'd camp more, really. Right, the song, shall we?
Yeah.
We played the Quiz Time for Tony thing again, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Yeah, Snake Eyes. They are a Brighton grit pop trio that I think we've played before. What is Snake Eyes' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Snake Eyes Band?
Facebook.com/We Have Snake Eyes. Definitely played the other week. I remember that. We Have Snake Eyes. Facebook.com/We Have Snake Eyes. Tony 3, Paul Bean instead 1. And this is Jar Full of Wasps. We'll be right back. listening to Chup Chups Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Snake Eyes, Jar Full of Wasps, a new release, out now. Check them out, facebook.com/ We Have Snake Eyes. Did you do anything last week?
Well, I tried desperately to get myself Easter eggs after the event, and obviously sold out. As last week, you know, just talking about Easter eggs last week, maybe want an Easter egg, but it's too late.
Yeah, you know, I did find out. I bought an Easter egg on Good Friday. They were already reduced.
Oh,
maybe you're leaving it too late.
Going in the wrong places. I'll definitely leave it too late. Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. Maybe you'll be dead.
Fingers crossed. And then it was mainly work because it was 4-day working week. Then our first podcast babies gig in, this is January. We played that at the Greyhound in Belper. That was lovely. We played with Graffiti Club, which is our bassist's old band, ex-band.
Right.
So that was nice to like gig with friends, really. It was our drummer's last gig, so he's dead to us. I think that was it. Yeah, how was your week?
Well, first of all, I'll say that the track we just played, Jar Full of Wasps, I played it as a song for all insects because I've been spending the week in Spain, and the last time I went there, I got bitten a bits. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you two versions of how my week has gone, right?
Okay.
First version. The flight was painless. I got to my hotel really, really easily. I went and watched the FA Cup semi-final. Forest beat Man City 8-1. It was unbelievable. I was so happy. I just walked up and down the promenade for the rest of the evening shouting, "You Reds!" Then the rest of the week, I bumped into my mate John, who's a lovely guy. We saw each other a couple of times. I also was propositioned by a retired Peruvian flight attendant. Amazing.
Oh.
And now for version two. The flight was delayed. Everything was shit. Forest lost. The weather was crap. John never showed up. And some woman from Peru slapped me in the face for no apparent reason. I'd say the latter's probably more likely.
Right? Yeah.
Right. But anyway, that is basically what I think I've done. But because we are Time Lords this week, I'll have to let you know. Next week, who knows what will have happened? One of those things, isn't it?
Yeah.
So instead, I'm going to play a song we played last week, but not exactly. You'll see why. You, Roy, and Tommy McCook, Tony.
Hmm.
Well-known reggae, stroke, rock, steady legends, particularly Tommy McCook, who was extremely well-known for his rock steady stuff. And Heatwave, which is an instrumental by him, was one that I used to play on our show on Pants with One O'Cock as a bed. But anyway, there's a Cherry Red release last year that featured a lot of the style of music you've heard on here, but I can't bloody find it to find out what it's called. But if you go to Cherry Red, and I think you go to Dr. Bird, and see there, you'll see a load of releases, load of reggae releases there. It's on one of those. My apologies, I can't give more information about this. This is from The Vaults, and it's a very old song. Last week, we played Klingons' Way Back Home. This week, when I was looking for Way Back Home by Klingons, I found this song, but didn't actually stop to find out which album it had come from, and now I got very confused. Anyway, I haven't got a website for Tommy McCook, but you, Roy, still has a Facebook page, despite, sadly, his sad demise. What is you, Roy's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/URoyOfficial.
It is. Well done. Oh. Facebook.com/URoyOfficial. That's the letter U, then R-O-Y, then official. URoyOfficial. Tony Ford probably being in step one, just like last week, in a slightly different style. This is Way Back Home.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for I and our brethren to dwell together in unity and love. Love, brothers and sisters. Gotta go back home. It's time to no longer be wrong. Gotta go home. Drink wine, everyone. such as I have, I give it unto thee. Jump and shout, everyone. Get happy. Get high, I tell you. Shocking like electric. Way back home, yeah, where I come from. Straight back to the Opulent. Definitely. Gotta be on the boat and walk. Lord of mercy. Sounds gonna keep you rocking. Take off your stocking. Love is all I bring. So baby, gotta let it ring. Let it ring, let it ring.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was you, Roy, and Tommy McCook in the track called Way Back Home. Not to be confused with Klingons last week and their Way Back Home. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, does not have to be in the UK. Let me know your gigs. You haven't, which is fair enough in the time streams and all that, they do get lost. So I found one. And it's this Friday, the 2nd of May already. The Ramonas are playing the Polar Bear Music Club in Hull.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, that'd be brilliant. It's also my brother's birthday. Oh, he'll be 94.
Excellent. He looks good for it.
He does actually look much better for his age than I do for mine. It has to be said. He's got a lovely head of hair.
Ooh. Yeah, so if you are in the Hull area and you want to go watch the Ramonas, they might be playing the tribute, because the Ramonas, obviously, they've got a tribute act and they've got an original act, so it could be either, it might be both, I don't know. But if you are in the area, you can check them out.
Great band, aren't they? Really, really good. Started off as an all-girl Ramones tribute and ended up realising they were perfectly capable of writing some brilliant songs themselves.
Yeah. Great band, yeah. £15 to watch them, and go and do it Friday night in Hull. There you go.
It'll be great.
It'll be grand. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
It was red and yellow and pink and blue and orange and violet and purple and black and other colours that I don't know, and green and orange and blue. Right. Well, you started it. Now then. Cherry Red, we've mentioned them in the show already. They've sent me through quite a lot in recent weeks. I'm very happy about it. But they've sent through a compilation that I asked for that I didn't really feel we could play much off on this show, because it's a new hair metal 3-CD collection from 82 to 92. I did just have what it was called and now I've lost it. I am basically losing it. But I've found one track that I wanted to play, and I'm just about to tell you exactly why when I get up what it's called, and it is called Young and Wild, A Decade of American Glam Metal, 82 to 92, and it's out on the 23rd of May this year. Right, and the track we're playing from it, there's all sorts of bands that you would recognise on it, like Twisted Sister and bands like that. But there's also a band that will be known to rock fans, but not necessarily to others. Tony, have you heard of Warrior Soul?
No.
Still going. And the reason that I'm playing this track is because their bass player, when they tour Europe, is none other than Christian, who is the guy who manages the music at Bannerman's in Edinburgh. And to fully tie this in, there's also another bass player who works in there, or has done in the past. It was Irish Rob from Exploited, who used to do the sound in there as well, and we played them the other week as well. So we're going to play this Warrior Soul song. find out more via joeyred.com, but also by going to Warrior Soul's website, which is
warriorsoul.com.
warriorsoulofficial.com. Pulled in internet 2, Tony 4, this is Tripping on Ecstasy. You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Warrior Soul, a track called Tripping on Ecstasy. Find out more, warriorsoulofficial.com. or check out the Cherry Red hair metal release that's out towards the end of May. Are you doing anything this week? Oh, I should say, and hello to Christian.
Hello.
He's a good friend of mine.
Not a lot work related. There's no gigs. We've got possible band practices this weekend with Scott from Tinseltown. 3rd or 4th of May, we've got scheduling for that, which hopefully will be the last one before we got a gig, which I think is the 9th. So it's not this week, I think it's next week.
Right.
So be end of the month, paying a huge wager bill, which is, you know, I normally do alongside nice stiff whiskey.
Yeah.
And then that's about it, really. What are you up to this week?
Well, I'm back from Spain, presumably.
Yeah.
I'll say that because you don't know what might have happened. I've had May Day. I've enjoyed that. May the 4th be with you and all that. And I'm taking it easy. I am recovering, Tony. I'm recovering.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else to add in this section. I've got no plans. I'm doing nothing.
Just, we both might be dead.
Yeah, you know, there's always that possibility. By the time you've heard this, a latest show, one of us, most likely me, could already be dead.
We could have been dead for 2 weeks.
That's also true, Tom.
Yeah, we could have been just, we could be batting down the door as we speak because the neighbours have noticed a funky smell and the sound
yeah.
of flies.
Oh, Christ, if I die in Spain, or if I've died in Spain, oof, I'll stink, won't I?
Yeah.
Especially if I turned on the aircon.
Blimey.
That's not what I think about, does it?
No.
So let's not think about it. Okay. Let's play good songs in a row instead. Further music from Damnations, Tony. Thank you, Damn It Records, for sending us through your April releases that we could choose from. I'll pick two crackers here. Stay tuned for Modern Natives, who we'll talk about shortly. But first, Matty G and Lil Winter, Tony. They are a six-piece anti-Tory punk band from Norfolk.
Ooh, lovely.
That's very precise, isn't it?
Mm.
What is Matty G and Lil Winter's Bandcamp page?
Ooh. MattyG.bandcamp.com?
MattyGLilWinter.bandcamp.com. Oh, okay. MattyG, then NIL, Winter. MattyGLilWinter.bandcamp.com. Making it Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 4. That's right, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Bit closer than last week. This is One Day.
Tomorrow is another day. Run, run, run it away.
Shiznits.
I'm a risk, don't call me that, I just need more money. I'm gonna back this horse cause he's for my policies. Lie, 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 lie is all I hear when you say I'm being freed. Lie, 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 he's my American dream. Of integrity. Screen simulation, propagate evaluation, turn genocide. You crucified the churches and divide. Does it go? Forget the sense of white supremacy, exploit it all. And now you realize how green your grass really was. It's important to inform, enable, and corporate abuse. Young thing in least spoon fed, dilated, preaching hate speech and rise. And thou shalt know lest Nazis first again of the that you just need more money. You're gonna back that horse cause he's for your policy. La 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 is all I hear when you say we're being free. La 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 la, that's your American dream.
You're listening to Teeth of the Fae underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Modern Natives, a track called I'm Not a Racist. They are American hard touring punk duo. And they tour across the United States and Canada in a camper van. And they take the... How about that? Absolutely brilliant. Via Damn It Records. Very pleased about that. What is Modern Natives' website?
ModernNatives.com.
Modern-natives.com or modern-natives.com. Paulie B and the Internet 4, Tony 4. Ooh. I've just seen what's coming next. Right, so I will say as well, the music you're listening to right now, you might be thinking, this sounds like Dungeon Synth, The Goblins, and you'd be absolutely right. The question I have for you, Tony, is, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dearie me.
Yeah, I suspected last week we wouldn't have a twat, but it's fine. Well, it's not fine. We haven't got a twat. But yeah, if you do have a twat, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Where are they from and a reason for the nomination or chat with me with thanks every chat responded to. Let me know your twats. I thank you very much. Steve can't do it every week.
That's due a reset then
a little bit. Yeah, it's clogging up a bit.
No, I didn't mean that. It's due a reset. You got the quite a lot. I reckon we'll be resetting that before long for you keen-eared listeners. Anyway, I thought maybe you could just mention the fact that we do have some merch, don't we?
We've had a Cafe Press site for a while, cafepress.com/punkyradio. I think you can also access it through our website, punkyradio.com. There is a shop link. We've got one of various things on there. And as always with these things, we always say if you do want something on there, email us. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Let us know what you want on a bit of merch and we'll change the shop.
Yeah.
Because we can have one of everything.
I don't think the Yellow Friendship Bear is going to be available.
No.
But I do rate the clocks. I bought one years ago and it still works very well. I do like the clocks.
Well, maybe you want your very own Tony and the Apocalypse Babies t-shirt.
And the Apocalypse Baby. I'm amazed this show is still called Punky.
Just like, Tony says relax. It just, yeah. I've got the design somewhere, but
I'd have bought that t-shirt except that it would be Tony says don't. Don't relax. We can't afford to be relaxed. I am relaxed. Yeah, you can get good stuff. We get nothing. Well, I think we get a dollar, don't we?
Yeah, we never ever cash in,
you know? So we're not doing it for us. It's just it's relatively good quality merch, and if you're looking for a t-shirt to buy or something to buy or something to buy someone, you might find a gift on there.
Yeah, you never know. Let us know.
And if you are daft enough just to want to give us some money instead, You can do that, can't you? How do you do that?
Yeah, punkery.com. There's a donate or buy as a pint link. Yeah. Goes to our PayPal. Hit that. I can't wait. Is it paypal.me/punkradio?
Oh, I don't.
Who knows? It's on there anyway. Just
it happens that. So rarely. I can't remember. We do have, I think, 6 subscribers, don't we?
Got a few. and some people
and
do.
I feel guilty about that. So
people do post the occasional one. Every so often we'll get something pop in. So we always see it. Thank you very much. We don't name them on the show.
And the money is never wasted. We always use it on something. And I know, obviously, that's how money works. But what I mean is, we use it on something to do with this show as a rule, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's play one last track, then. So this is a band whose simplicity I love above all others.
Okay.
They come via Slovenly Records, Tony. I don't have a lot of information about them other than they've been in previous bands. They've got an album out called Psychic Pigs. Their name is Psychic Pigs. Guess what the track's called we're going to play?
Pig Psychic?
Psychic Pigs.
Mate. Oh, okay.
You didn't need to be clever there. We have got Psychic Pigs Cube. We've got a trifecta of Psychic Pigs. I hate using that word.
I love it.
Psychic Pigs, Psychic Pigs, Psychic Pigs. They're one short of Tony. Because as we know, it's Tony, 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 Tony. Psychic Pigs, Psychic Pigs, Psychic Pigs. What is Slovenly's website, Tony?
Slovenlyrecords.com?
It's Slovenly.com.
Oh, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I'm going
to have to double check now before I announce that I've won.
You're probably right.
I think it's just Slovenly.com. If anything happens at all. Oh, it is as well. It's slovenly.com. They are Slovenly Recordings, but the website is slovenly.com, making it poorly being internet 5, Tony 4, and this is Psychic Pigs from the album Psychic Pigs. It's a track called Psychic Pigs. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Psychic Pigs, the track called Psychic Pigs from their album Psychic Pigs. We're going to play another track from that album just to prove that they've got more than Psychic Pigs. Can't find a website for them. You can find out a bit about them, slovenly.com. We'll go to the Slovenly Bandcamp page as well, which is slovenly.bandcamp.com. Maybe you can mention one or two ways that people can listen to this show if you can be bothered.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyrage.com. Latest shows on the front page. Various things you can do on there, do check it out. That you can also find us online at various stations like padunkrage.com, Radio Andrew SE, radioferguson.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
App in the podcast section if they've not deleted more shows this week. Apart from that, it's a good way to listen. Amazon.
It is, I like it.
It is good, yeah, unfortunately. Amazon Music also has us. And if you get one of them Alexa thingamabobs, you can get that skill thingamajig and stick it in the whatchamacallit and music comes out or something. I don't know. Do it.
That's what Alexa likes. Alexa likes you sticking it in the whatchamacallit with skill.
Yeah.
She likes a yikes up your hello. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.